This is Dr. Oliveros, dictating on July 31st of 2024. The first patient is Earl Bosley. The last name is B like in Beta, O, S like in Sierra, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, Y like in Yankee. First name Earl, E-A-R-L. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old Juan male that is following this practice because of the presence of membranous nephropathy. The patient was initially treated with cytoxin and prednisone according to the six-month protocol. The patient had a remission. However, after several months, he had a relapse, and we decided to treat him with the administration of Prograf and steroids with a very good response. We decided to keep the patient on prednisone 5 milligrams every day and Prograf 1 milligram POBID. And so far, the patient has remained in very stable condition. In the laboratory workup that was done on July the 28th of 2024, serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 18, the estimated GFR is 66. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits, albumin is 4.5, liver function test with normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio is 84 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In other words, this patient is CKD2 without any proteinuria, which is commendable, and the patient has been stable, and he has been with no problems from the kidney point of view. Following over hyperuricemia, the uric acid has remained between 6 and 7 milligrams percent. We continue observation. Following number is hyperlipidemia. This patient has been placed on Repatha, and he receives the Repatha every 2 weeks sub-Q. With the administration of Repatha, the cholesterol is 141, triglycerides 124, HDL 62, LDL 57. A following number, the patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease. According to his description, he has been experiencing chest pains that he says that could be related to anxiety. However, knowing that he has so many risk factors, he has been followed by the cardiologist. The cardiologist is Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. An echocardiogram is done, and the patient is going to have a calcium score CT scan. I advise this patient not to do any strenuous exercise. He's a very active person. He exercises, and at this point, he's recommended a sedentary life until we clarify the cardiovascular situation. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia without any further deterioration. He has nocturia times one. Following number, the patient has a remote history of kidney stones, not active. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number is obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. and his CPAP machine broke, and he's in the process of being reevaluated. He had a sleep study in which he had periods of apnea, 25 periods per hour. So he needs the CPAP urgently. Since the patient continues to be stable from the nephrology point of view, we're going to give an appointment in 6 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, I spent 12 minutes in the review at the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.